All right, fighters, happy Tuesday. What's going on? It is the 8th of September. The 8th of September, and today I want to talk about your one thing. I was recently talking to somebody that I mentor, and he was extremely frustrated by the lack of progress that he was making in his business. And he's like, I feel like I'm just grinding harder, working harder, and so on. And I'm not seeing the results that I want to see. And because these are short podcasts here, I'm not going to, you know, dig in and tell you the whole conversation we had. But guys, the gist was this. I asked him some questions. I said, do you feel like it might be possible that maybe it's just your approach to the things that you're doing might be the thing that's holding you back? And he's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, let's look at all the things you're doing. You know, if you had to identify one thing that you've been implementing that was going to get you the results in your business that you wanted, which thing would that be? And, you know, he went back and forth and we talked and this and that. Long story short, he identified what that one thing is. And everyone's different, right? And what I found and what we discovered when we worked together and we had this conversation was he was dividing his efforts, his energy, his focus, his talents among all these things that he just felt had to get done. And guys, I'm telling you, there's really just a couple fucking things you got to do in to be successful in business. All right. Number one, you got to know where you want to go. Number two, don't fucking spend more money than comes in. And number three, sell your ass off. Yeah, you got to produce the work. I get all that. Okay. But listen, most of you don't have a problem producing the work. Most of you fail on the clarity of where you want to go and then identifying where you need to give your best energy. All right. Success in business. I mean, I was talking to another client of mine this morning. We were on the phone and I was like, man, you guys have grown like double digits percentage or whatever every fucking year. You know, I don't know if double digits is the word, like 50 to 100% a year for the last 3 years in a row. And I said, how have you done it? And they're like, well, we sell, we talk about where we're going and we don't spend more than we bring in and we invoice people. I mean, guys, it's pretty simple. All right. And I just see a lot of y'all are overcomplicating this success thing. So I want to encourage you today to just take a step back, write down everything you do, write down everything you do in your business. And then I want you to cross off everything that doesn't move you closer to where you want to go. And then from there, I want you to keep eliminating until you're down to one thing. And then when you get to that one thing, my encouragement for you is that you spend at least 80% of your time a week on that one thing. So for me, guys, you know, in the contractor fight here, my one thing is producing content. Okay. I have coaching programs. I do one-on-one coaching. I do a lot of different things. I spend way more time creating content than I do anything else. I spend way more time creating content, recording podcasts, videos, social media posts, engaging with people there because I've identified that's the one thing. Okay. For that, that's me for my time personally. Our one thing for our business is grow our email list. That is the one thing that always moves us closer to our goals. And so each of you have your own one thing personally and as a business. And I want to encourage you guys to identify what that is and don't fucking overcomplicate it. All right. Don't forget, you can go to thecontractorfight.com/plan, grab a free daily sheet of our planner, of our fight planner, or you could grab the planner, the 90-day one and buy it if you want, but you don't have to. You get the free thing that will help you identify where you need to be putting your time, focus, energy, and talents on each and every day. You guys rock. I got to roll. Talk to you tomorrow.